John DiCicco is a research professor at U of M Energy Institute and a research professor of practice at the School of Natural Resources and Environment. He says vehicles powered by electricity, natural gas, hydrogen, E85, other alternative fuels may not be producing much in the way of greenhouse gases, but that doesn't mean they have no carbon footprint.
You really have to look somewhere outside of the car, outside of our transportation system, for the right answers on carbon control when it comes to any of these alternatives.
For example, DiCicco says the electricity to power electric cars comes from power plants, where much could be done to reduce carbon emissions. He points out that gasoline vehicle efficiency is improving by nearly 4% per year, while emissions from U.S. electric power plants are not even dropping by 1% per year. Likewise, carbon is created in the production of biofuels. As long as these types of emissions are poorly controlled, DiCicco says, alternative fuels and the cars that use them offer no compelling climate advantages. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.